Hey everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. Welcome back to Moscow. I'm Shay Bowes and I'm joined as per usual by my sidekick, Augie, and we're going to get stuck in. It's been a hell of a week, of course. The big election in the US, an outcome not determined by the client media that really got behind Ms. Harris. They really had it in the bank, right? Now, we don't know what exactly is going to happen in the next 4 years. You know, was it a case of may the best loser win? Possibly. We're going to be looking at all that. But right now, we're just bathing in the ecstasy of the client media in the West getting it all so wrong and managing to convince all the libtards that their woman was going to get into the presidential seat. Wrong. Run the video, Augie.
All I can say is how dare you.
How dare you?
Idiots.
This is just so good.
How dare you put this man into office for another 4 years? The dumbest people in the whole world.
Look, these are Democrats with a big problem with democracy,
if
right?
If you sat there Democrats. And you voted for Trump, a felon, over Kamala because she was a woman, you're disgusting.
Look at them.
You're disgusting.
The green hair brigade, the blue hair brigade. Oh, yeah, but listen, it doesn't just end there. A lot of the time on the Mules here, we talk about money, how big money can get you into politics, how it can start a war, it can end a war. And this election was probably one of the most expensive in history, right, Augie?
That's right. Together, Kamala and Trump spent around $3.5 billion to get into the White House.
Wow.
And of course, the Democrats got more, $2.3 billion, and spent around $1.9 billion, yeah. While Trump got $1.8 billion and spent $1.6 billion.
So Trump spent less, but he won. Another kick in the nuts for the Libtard Brigade. Oh, so sweet. And much like in the build-up to this election, remember when the client media were telling us that, you know, Kamala had it in the bag, it was all a done deal, you know, Trump was on the ropes, there's a bad mood in his camp. All complete bullshit. Much like the build-up to the election, the build-up to the crescendo, the orgasm of hatred and anger that's currently rapturing its way through the Democrat public, it's really something to behold. Check out this African-American lady making her feelings known about the big Don's win. Run the video, Augie.
No! Why?
Whoa. Ooh, sweet. And of course, we have to reflect all races, sizes, shapes, and mental capacities here on the Moscow Mules. But Augie and I have decided that the king of the halfwits when it comes to the anti-Trump meltdown, the king of the Democrats. What is that? What is the term Democrat all about, Augie? It's about a thing called democracy, right? And that means when you vote and more people want red and than want blue, if more people vote for it, it's red, right? And everything's okay. You shake hands, you walk away. No. The king of the turbo turds, the halfwits and the meltdown brigade is a, let's say, weight-challenged gentleman who likes to do a bit of podcasting. Run the video, Augie.
I can't believe Trump's actually going to win this thing.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm so pissed off.
Ooh. What the?
God damn it.
Is it gone? Oh, Jesus, come on, bro. That was just awful. You know, you might expect a couple of sort of incels trapped in their mother's bedrooms to have a meltdown, you know, a fruitcake in a car, a dude that looks like, you know, a loaf of bread that got milk spilt on it. You know, you'd expect that. But it doesn't end there. The mainstream media, you know, the ones that propped up to Kamala, the ones that told us, by the way, that, you know, Sleepy Joe was as sharp as a tack. Remember these people? One of them was Jimmy Kimmel, you know, all lined up behind Harris, you know, the best thing since sliced bread. Mm. And now that the American people, you guys, have decided that you want the big Don back in charge, people like Jimmy are not that happy with you. And you got it wrong. Even though you made your own choice, you got it wrong. How dare you? And Jimmy even shed a tear. Run the video, Augie.
Let's be honest. It was a terrible night last night. It was a terrible night for women, for children, for the hundreds of thousands of hardworking immigrants who make this country go.
I don't think so.
For healthcare, for our climate, for science, for journalism, for justice, for free speech. It was a terrible night for poor people, for the middle class, for seniors who rely on Social Security, for our allies in Ukraine.
Our allies in Ukraine.
The truth.
Love our Ukraine.
Democracy and decency. And it was a terrible night for everyone who voted against him. And guess what? It was a bad night for everyone who voted for him, too. You just don't realize it yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You and your democracy both. How dare you? How dare you? You know, speaking of Jimmy Kimmel, you know, these people are very influential at West. And this client media, they're all up to their tits in this sort of message management. But Jimmy's not on his own. A whole gang of celebrities like Bono, what a tool, etc., De Niro, a lot of them said that they would actually leave the U.S. I mean, hallelujah. It's great news, right? A hell of a lot of people. Check this out. They're all going to jump in their Cadillacs and get out of Shville, get out of Dodge. We're all going to be watching to see where they are in the departure lounge. Mm-hmm. Looks like the state's going to be a much better place without them. And something else, you know, that's doing the rounds now in the libtard media, who are just having a complete meltdown. It was just a joy to watch, right? Doesn't matter who you supported. You know, when you see how, you know, impactful it's been on them, they really believe their own bullshit. They're high on their own supply, right? And that goes as far as suggesting that it was Trump only got elected by a bunch of white dudes. Well, we know that the Democrats spent a ton more money than Trump. We know that the whole client media in the U.S. was completely arraigned against Trump. And in reality, it wasn't, you know, rich white dudes, Augie, who got Trump elected. It was ordinary people and a ton more women the last time, right?
Exactly. Compared to 2020, there has been a strong shift to the right with young women, plus 14% of them voted for Trump. Young men, plus almost 30% voting for Trump. Mm-hmm. Even more, I'd say African-Americans en masse voted for Trump. Hispanic-Americans voted for Trump.
Everybody voted for Trump.
And you know what? In terms of income, Trump gained support among all groups except the wealthiest voters.
Uh-huh. I wonder why. And, you know, given the landslide win, it really did. It was just, it turned the whole map red. You gotta wonder, remember old Sleepy Joe stuck on the Make America Great Again hat? You know, was that a pivotal moment in this election? Was Sleepy Joe, the self-propelled granddad, trying to tell us something? Maybe he had secret plans to give the Big Don a little boost. Run the video, Augie. Did Joe vote for Trump? Oh, check it out. Oh, yeah, baby. You never know. And the inevitable autopsy, you know, the post-mortem, is now underway with the Democrats, you know, clawing each other's eyes out, getting stuck in, looking for someone to blame. They're even trying to blame, Hispanics and black people for voting for the wrong people. Another thing on the list of reasons why the Democrats got it so wrong and why they might have lost, we know who's been in the background pulling the strings, you know, Mr. Obama and Mike Obama, they've been very busy. Hillary Clinton, a very influential woman in the Democratic sort of world, she's also been up to her tits giving advice to Kamala, apparently. Run the video, Augie.
So what is your assessment of the stakes of this election? I mean, you are in a very exclusive club of people who've ever run for president, let alone run against
very exclusive club of people who've killed the leaders of Libya.
Do you offer counsel or do you speak with Kamala Harris about how to run against Donald Trump, who, as you've said, is a different candidate now, a darker candidate.
Is that racist?
That's absolutely true, Willie. You know, I've talked with Kamala a few times.
I talked
with her before the debate.
You talked with her quite a lot, as we're going to see in a minute.
He is more incoherent. He is angrier.
He is lashing
That's out why all the time.
Millions and millions of Americans voted for him, you stupid cow. And guess what, Augie? I think Hillary may have had a lot more to do with this campaign than we're being told in the mainstream media.
How so, Chi?
Well, if you look at the defeat speech of Kamala, when she finally came out of her bunker and accepted that the Big Don had won, probably one of the biggest victories in political history, when she finally arrived out on the stage, she said exactly the same thing that Hillary said when she admitted defeat to the Big Don. Run the video.
The outcome of this election is not what we wanted, not what we fought for, not what we voted for.
This is not the outcome we wanted or we worked so hard for.
Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition.
Last night, I congratulated Donald Trump and offered to work with him on behalf of our country.
Over the 107 days of this campaign,
it's the same speech.
We have been intentional about building community and building coalitions, bringing people together from every walk of life and background.
We've spent a year and a half bringing together millions of people from every corner of our country to say with one voice that we believe that the American dream is big enough for everyone.
To the young people who are watching, it is okay to feel sad and disappointed. But please know it's going to be okay.
To the young people in particular, I hope you will hear this.
On the campaign, I would often say, when we fight, we win. But here's the thing. Sometimes the fight takes a while. That doesn't mean we won't win. That doesn't mean we won't win.
This loss hurts.
You didn't win. You lost.
Never stop
believing. Are you serious?
Fighting for what's right is worth it.
And something that really sort of piqued my interest watching the run-up to the election was the fear-mongering from the Democrats. We had people like Oprah Winfrey saying, if you don't get out and vote, you may never get a chance to vote again. You know, can imagine that. I mean, this is just insane. But some very smart dude has gone after the sort of mainstream media by creating a really interesting compilation where this fear-mongering, you know, our democracy is under threat. This is the end of our democracy. And what's really happening from the deep state and the people who funnel the money into the Democratic election machine is fear that their bureaucracy, their claws into making money on the U.S. taxpayer, all this inefficiency in the medical system, in the military industrial complex, if Trump, and particularly if Mr. Elon Musk gets behind the wheel, a lot of these boys are going to lose their jobs. So it's about a threat to bureaucracy, not democracy. Run the video, Augie.
If the Democrats fail, it might be the end of American bureaucracy.
Our bureaucracy really is in fundamental peril.
The foundations of American bureaucracy under attack.
They want to destroy our bureaucracy.
We are a bureaucracy in danger.
We're watching an election where people are on the ballot.
It's so true.
Openly
so
advocating true. The end of bureaucracy.
The
That's
end of bureaucracy.
What Republicans are doing. Attacking bureaucracy. Attempting to destroy bureaucracy.
Attempting to destroy bureaucracy.
The end of bureaucracy in America.
When will America stop sleepwalking? Towards the end of bureaucracy.
It seems it's all about, you know, big daddy and mommy Democrat telling you what to think, how to think, when to think it, and how dare you vote Republican? How dare you? Another thing that's really, really fascinating about this election is the skewed effort that was put in by the client media in the States. Same client media paints Russia, China, Iran as the bad guys, that the dictator down the road here in Kiev, Zelensky, is some sort of democratic champion. The same media, we've seen it all before. We know how this movie ends. But when it came to the election, the amount of bias against Trump was absolutely off the charts. Right, Augie?
That's right, Che. Check this out. Kamala has been painted in positive light 78% of the time in the coverage by the mainstream media, while Trump got only 15% of the time.
Well, there you go. The numbers never lie. But guess what? In the run-up to the election, despite the fact they probably knew that the big Dom was going to win secretly, they made out that the dogs in the street, you'll see what I mean in a second, knew that Kamala was going to win. Run the video, Augie.
Do you know who you're voting for?
I do. Kamala Harris.
Kamala. That's a new one. What's one of your favorite policies of hers?
There's quite a few, but I'm looking forward to it because I'm about to be a home buyer. So I'm hoping that she gets the first-time home buyers thing to go up and we get to move into a really nice home.
Oh, man. The gift that keeps on giving these Democrat supporters. It's just so good. And as the big Don heads towards Pennsylvania Avenue, everybody's waiting to see, will he deliver on some of the things he said he's going to do? And some of the more sort of sideways stuff is quite interesting, actually. And I'm sure you guys at home are interested. Things like the Epstein list. Remember Jeffrey Epstein, the darling of the woke media in Hollywood? Poor old Harvey Weinstein didn't manage to get out to vote this year. Mr. Trump and Mr. Elon Musk both kind of intimated, actually said, that they're going to release the Epstein list, whatever that is. On the video, Augie.
You know, I think part of why Kamala's getting so much support is that if Trump wins, that Epstein client list is going to become public.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And some of those billionaires behind Kamala are terrified of that outcome.
Maybe Kamala's on the list. So we're all watching the clock as the big Don, you know, grabs a Big Mac on the way up the street into the Oval Office. And, you know, how is he going to do it? Nobody seems to know. Is he going to, you know, release the cocaine files on the narco Fuhrer? Is he going to just cut off the cash and let the Russians knock the crap out of him? We don't know. But one thing is for sure, it's a big promise. And it's a promise echoed by people like Tulsi Gabbard, RFK, Vivek Ramaswamy. These guys who are involved in his campaign, they've all been very, very anti the Ukraine war. So watch this space.
President Zelensky called me and we had a good talk. And I said, we got to get this war over. This is a war machine. You're facing a war machine. That's what they do, is they fight wars. They beat Hitler. They beat Napoleon. They're fighting a war.
But we're really going to have a look at what Trump promised the last time he got into power. What did he deliver? What did he fail to do, Augie, right? So what did he do that he promised to do? Give me a headline.
So that's what he has done. He appointed conservative Supreme Court justices. He really did that. Uh-huh. He promised to do a trade agreement revisions, and he did. He renegotiated NAFTA and actually initiated trade wars with China. And also, it's because of Trump, there has been partial troop withdrawals from various foreign conflicts.
So, yeah, not bad. But he also didn't reform Obamacare, right? He didn't fix the border because there's tons of dudes still pouring over it. There's actually a convoy of immigrants desperate to get to America heading for the border right now, and they want to get there before the big Don arrives. So let's see. Let's watch this space. Let's hope he does fix things in Ukraine, or at least tries. And meanwhile, in Kiev, can you imagine the meltdown that is occurring as Kamala, give them everything you got. You know, Harris heads to the unemployment office. They are literally themselves with fear about what the big Don's going to do. Lots of kind of crazy ideas, like let's put loads of big Don murals around Kiev and pretend we loved them all along. But in reality, the Ukros really didn't like the big Don. And in the run-up to the election, they made their feelings quite clear. It's hard to put smoke back in a bottle, right, boys? Run the video, Wuggy. Ahoy. So that's a MAGA. That's a MAGA supporters getting a little bit of messaging, right? And did they burn the perma? Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
And the guy has Trump T-shirt on it.
Oh, yeah, Trump T-shirt. Ooh, right between the legs. Things getting hot. Back the wrong horse, boys. Back the wrong horse. And back in 2018, they also put the big Don on the Mir Tavorets list, the peacemaker list. It's basically a kill list linked to Ukraine's SBU and GU, you know, foreign intelligence. A lot of people on it have actually died. There's some very famous people there, including my good self. Probably the only list I'll ever get on with an American president. But getting back to Ukrostan, let's have a look at another demonstration of support for Don. I bet they wish would just go away now. But guess what? There's a thing called the interweb, and the interweb never forgets. Slava MAGA. Run it there, baby.
Звертаємося до Дональда Трампа. Через тебе, паскуда, президенту Зеленському не відправляли зброю. Тобі більше не бути президентом. Ти зрадник і заплатиш кров за те, що зробив.
They like the burning, don't they? It's kind of medieval. They go for a bit of burning. Kiev way. And staying in Ukraine, how are things there at the moment? Well, let's have a look at the map. Well, the Russians are advancing in the east, and they've just launched a new counteroffensive in Kursk region. Now, remember, Kursk was the big deal, right? The Ukrainians had invaded Russia. They never controlled more than 0.0006% of Russia, and now they control a lot less because the Russians have taken it all back, and the Ukrainians have left probably 25,000-26,000 people under the ground there, lost all their NATO equipment. It's all gone. So what do? Sit down around the table, Augie, maybe get people into a conference and say, look, this is a show. We should just end this war and for the sake of our people. No?
No, more people to the meat grinder.
More people to the meat grinder. 160,000 more required. I don't know where they're going to come from. But, you know, even now in official Ukraine, they recognize that they are abducting people for the draft, most of which are actually trying to desert as soon as they get to the front. Well over 150,000 people have officially deserted from the Ukrainian armed forces. So let's have a look at a video they put out, trying to put a bit of giggle on. You know, there's only about 750, 800. 100,000 people dead. Let's have a laugh. Run the video, Augie.
I was down, but now I'm
up. Oh, yeah. Super. Yeah. On your way down, they should have a grave in front of that dude, because that would be the complete cycle. They mug you, they make you sign, you go, you're dead, and you're in the ground. Fertilizer, my boy. Fertilizer. So leaving Ukraine and heading back to free Europe, you know, the center of happiness, economic stability, you know, just a joyous place to be right now, isn't it, the EU? Let's have a look at how they are perceiving the great democratic event that was the US election. You've got to embrace this stuff. Not like Ursula von der Leyen, who wasn't really elected by anybody much, was she? The president of the European Union, elected by a bunch of stooges. I wonder what was in those text messages to the boys at Pfizer. Forget that, too. Let's have a look at how the European free press has... let's say, celebrated the idea that the big Don is back behind the wheel and he's juggernaut is heading straight for Europe. Run the video, Augie. Oh, yeah. No fear-mongering here. Yeah, no propaganda. This isn't election interference. This is not election interference. We're election interfering. So none of that. It's interesting, right? Because when the Western media, the BBC, CNN, ABC, MSNBC, the whole show completely attacks Trump, and it's shown in the figures Augie's given us, that's not election interference. When the British Foreign Secretary calls Trump a Nazi or something out of the KKK a few years back, that's not election interference. None of it is. But if you disagree with the European press or the media or the BBC or MSNBC here in Russia, they ban you and they say that you're a misinformationologist. I just love the balance. It's oh so sweet. And it doesn't end there. In good old Deutschland, the land that gave us Goethe, Adolf Hitler, Hermann Göring, the First World War, the Second World War. Good guys over there. There's a big debate raging about the democratic election. Now, get that? Democratic election of Big Don. And Zeit Online have decided to condense their feelings into a single word. Yeah. But guess what? Our old friend, Mrs. Strack Zimmermann. You remember her? She's featured here on the Mules quite a bit. We just love her. Mrs. Strack Zimmermann was asked, was the Big Don a fascist? Now, whatever about Germany, they know a thing or two about fascism. Yeah, because they are the mother who came up with it, basically. And the Italians, let's not forget them. Mrs. Strack Zimmermann was asked, was the Big Don a fascist? And she had a very insightful piece of Teutonic logic. He does not have enough cops in the cupboard to be a fascist because he is a madman. The cupboard is up here, just over there on the right. Have a look. You can see it all across here.
Oh my God. Trump is a fascist?
Also ich würde erst mal sagen, dass Trump nicht alle Tassen im Schrank hat. und wenn Sie seine Auftritte sehen, die ja im Grunde genommen, wenn es nicht so dramatisch wäre und so ernst wäre, ja zum Teil Slapstick-Charakter hat.
And of course, Germany really is in the beating heart of European industry seems to have been a heart failure. It's gone down the pan. Big automotive makers letting people go, shutting plants, things that were unthinkable before the Ukrainian war exploded in February 2022 are really a big reality now. Germany's really after kicking itself in the nuts. And guess what? The pirate Scholz has decided to sack his finance minister. Why did he do that, Uggy?
Well, he refused to give Scholz another 15 billion to give to Ukraine.
I want my 15 billion for Ukraine. I must have it. You can't have it, Olaf. You were told before you cannot have any more Ukraine until you finish eating your Palestine. That doesn't stop there. We've actually got the freaky reality that in Deutschland, a Spiegel journalist has professed that now that the big Don is back in charge over in Washington, Ursula von der Leyen is now the leader of the free world. Sorry, my hand. Is now the leader of the free world. Ursula von der Leyen is now the leader of the free world. Can you believe this? And of course, if Ursula von der Leyen is the leader of the free world, that means the free world has to have a capital. And where is Ursula von der Leyen, the Führer, where is she based? She's based in a place called Brussels, right, Augie? Yeah. And I wonder how Brussels is looking these days. Let's have a think. I would imagine beautiful little canals, gardens, roadways, harmony. I just get a sense of harmony. Harmony?
Not so much, Shay.
Okay, run the video. Oh, it doesn't look good. This is the HQ of the free world. Oh, yeah. Free accommodation, but it's on the street under a mattress. Not so good, not so good. Welcome to the garden. Right, Josip? So sadly, that's the end of another episode here in the Center of Disinformationology. We've been working very hard to influence the outcome of the election. I don't think we did. I think it was kind of predetermined. And I suppose, despite the fact that the Big Don had the whole client media rallied against him, despite the fact that the Democrats and all their libtard supporters, Robert De Niro, Bono, et al., really got behind Kamala, she fell flat on her face. And isn't that a pleasant thing to see, that the old democracy card can be played? And when people put their heads together, particularly the Americans, got to clap themselves on the back, because they didn't fall for the bull and they beat the machine. Let's just hope the new machine respects them for it and delivers some change in our sorry-ass world. We'll be here next week to keep an eye on how progress is progressing. We'll see you then. That good? What a show.